There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile on this Monday, and a show kind of different today. I'm in two places at one time. Of course, we've got the show going on right now, and I'm actually live. This was recorded a little bit ago because I'm live right now at WKRG Studios. Our news partners over there for their Back the Blue Telethon, open till 7 o'clock tonight. A day-long telethon fundraiser to support fallen Mobile police officer Sean Tudor's family. Of course, Officer Tudor was shot and killed in the line of duty last week. All donations made today will go to the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund. Details on our Facebook page and our Twitter feed, also over at WKRG.com. Here's how it works. So the telethon is open tonight till 7. There are people manning the phones. Right now, if you call, I will be there answering the phones at 662-3047. 662-3047. That's 251-662-3047. These numbers, if you're riding down the road, I understand, can't write them down. They are listed on our social media pages as well, or you can go directly to WKRG.com. But once again, the Back the Blue Telethon, and sadly, this is the second time this has been done in the last 11 months. Of course, last time for slain Mobile police officer Justin Billa. Today for slain Mobile police officer Sean Tudor. Once again, call, make that donation, 662-3047. I'm one of the many folks working the phone banks today over at WKRG. So call, and we'll take your calls. I've been doing that a while. We'll take them into the noon hour. Then I'll get back in studio here in just a little bit. Before we do that, though, I'm going to get a couple things that you need to hear. Number one coming up, my buddy Bill Finch, of course, host of Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast right here on FM Talk 106.5. He's going to join us to talk about the coldest temps of the year and what it means for your plants, for your trees. Do you need to break out the tarps and the sheets and everything, cover everything up? What needs to come in? What might need a little cold pop to help it this spring? We'll talk to him about that coming up in the second half of the hour. But first, I want to get to this, interview we did this morning during Mobile Mornings with our own Danny Litford from Today's Homeowner Radio and TV and the website, talking about the same thing, coldest temps of the winter so far and what it means for homeowners here in our area of the Gulf Coast. Danny always with a bunch of great tips, and this is from about 8:05 this morning he joined us. But the tips is a good thing, still relevant right now. Okay, coming right back, we'll do this. Danny Litford joining us here on FM Talk 106.5 and our discussion of what to do before it gets in the 20s. And it's nice to have a buddy and a fellow host here at FM Talk 106.5 that can help us on a day like this. Danny Litford from Today's Homeowner, Today's Homeowner Radio, and that radio with pictures, the TV show thing, the website, and he's everywhere. I've got to figure out, we got you home in Mobile for a little while. That's good. Hey, Danny.
Oh yeah. Hey, man, glad to be with you and glad to be able to hopefully help some people avoid some costly repairs to the house that are not fun to pay off when you're paying that plumber.
Yes, and it is, and if you're doing it yourself, DIY, and crawling in the crawl space, you know, a pox on the people that build the houses in the crawl space, or maybe I'm just getting bigger than I used to be, it's not a lot of room in there to work, Danny, when you're underneath the housework. It's not fun.
No, it's not a lot of fun. It is a little easier if you put one of the disposable crawl suits on that has the hood. That helps. You know, the headlamps, you know, we use them all the time in different things that we do, Sean, and yep. Certainly that's a great thing to have underneath the house. And of course, gloves and little eye protection all makes it a little easier to enter into that kind of mysterious area of your home.
Yeah, y'all listen to what Danny said on eye protection. If you're, we're going to try to keep you from having to go under the house and fix pipes, but guaranteed, even if you think it's not, there's dirt that somehow has accumulated on pipes and underneath the house, and the second you start working on something, all that dirt falls in your eyes.
Right, because you're usually on your back working overhead. Mm-hmm. It's going to find its way in there. But I'll tell you, the good news right now is that everybody has a little bit of time to get ready before the hard freeze tomorrow night. Head down to the home center and pick up some insulated pipe wrap. If you have any water lines that are traveling through unheated areas of your home, might be your garage, might be your attic, might be your crawl space, anywhere that you have those, it's so easy to take this peel and stick foam insulation, wrap around your pipes, and it's just like putting a jacket around them or a quilt around them. It's going to prevent them from freezing. And while you're there, also the foam hose bibs or outside faucet covers are so easy to install. They're very inexpensive and, you know, no tools at all required. That's a great preventative measure if you can do that today or tomorrow before the cold weather really comes in.
Yeah, I'm running those at our house. Those faucet covers like that, are they do make a difference? They aren't just a talisman to ward off evil spirits of cold?
No, they definitely make a big difference because it just traps that air around it a little bit. And when we're talking about the, you know, mid-20s and so forth, that will protect those hose bibs from freezing, no doubt about it. Now, I always like to remind people that if you don't know where your water cutoff is or you don't have the proper water cutoff tool, great investment and great piece of information for you to find out in the event, either now or any time, you know, during the year that you may have water problems. You need to know how to turn that water off to the house, and it's amazing how many people are just not aware of it. Maybe they moved in to a new house recently and so forth and just hadn't thought about that. Now's the time to think about it in the event that you need it.
Danny, I have to say, I love your tip that you have for people who aren't quite sure if there is a draft. I mean, they know there's a draft in the room, but they don't know where it's coming from. And the match trick that you have, that is, I mean, strong. Thank you.
How does that work?
You, Kelly. It certainly will tell you if there's a problem there. And I'll tell you, it's kind of an old school thing, and who has incense laying around anymore? But if you do get a stick of incense, got your little flashback going.
Yes, you dated us.
But that's also a great way to know any of those drafts coming through around. And that's another thing, while you're at the home center, think about the weather stripping, think about your door, your threshold, and any area that air is getting in is going to cause you some problems or cost you some money, just your heating bill, if nothing else.
Danny, will you just tell everyone how the match trick works, though, since you're the expert?
Well, certainly. On your inside, after everything's closed off, especially when you're talking about some of this wind, in taking a match and just lighting it and going around the perimeter of the door or window, it will flicker. It'll show you immediately if any air is entering in at that area. Then you can find out where the problem is and solve it.
Well, if it gets blown out like a birthday cake candle, maybe you have a real real issue.
That's a big sign, yes. That's an urgent need for some repairs.
I want to get to more of that. And also, I love your attic trick. We want to get to that in a second, how to insulate those attic stairs. But I got to ask you this. As a Southern boy here looking at this and wondering, how the heck do, you know, we get in these situations, it's in the 20s, we got to run the water, we got to insulate the pipes and do all this stuff, but people in the northern third of this country the 20s is just another night in the wintertime. They get a lot colder than that. Are they having to run their water every night?
Well, no, not normally. Because of the construction methods there and some of the extreme things they go for, as an example, your water line coming in from the street, around here, a couple feet down in the ground is plenty good. Up there, it's a minimum of 4 feet.
Oh, wow.
For that line to come in. Then when it anywhere it's above ground, they have everything insulated. Of course, the basements are very popular there, so that creates a warmer environment under those homes to, you know, prevent the extreme. Then just standard business practices, more caulking, more foam, more sealants in order to really encapsulate that they head off a lot of problems by going to that extreme.
Okay, so, you know, you talk about pipe wrap, you talk about those faucet covers. At what point is that not enough and you have to let the water run, or do you ever have to let those pipes drip?
Well, it's still always a good idea, and I always recommend choosing the faucet that's the farthest away from your water meter. So the one that's at the back of the house, certainly anything that's on an exterior wall, like a kitchen sink or bathroom, and leaving that dribbling just a little bit. Make sure the drain's open so that you don't have a backup there. And then another thing to think about, just before you go to sleep tomorrow night, before the cold weather hits, open up all of your cabinets below your bath vanities, kitchen cabinets, all of that, to give that a chance for your hot air that you're paying so much money for to circulate under there, and again to prevent that type of damage underneath those areas.
That's interesting, though. You talk about finding that faucet that is farthest from your water meter and letting that one drip. So should one dripping faucet be enough, or should you open multiple faucets in a home?
Well, it's always better, as far as a peace of mind, to turn on several different ones. We're always conscious of, saving water and what it can cost. But just for a 7 or 8 hour, period of time, it's not going to cost you a lot of money. So a couple of those, maybe even three of them, if you have a larger house, is a good idea to have that water slowly moving through those pipes. Still a lot cheaper than trying to find that plumber in the days ahead.
Okay. And while we're at the home center, I love this. One of your simple solutions you've talked about over time, if we'll go through our home and go to the trap door there of the attic stair ladder things with the creaky springs, we can put our hands there and feel that temperature in the summertime is very hot on those attic stairs and very cold in the wintertime. But you got a solution for that.
Well, certainly, I'll tell you, it's amazing how many people just ignore that one area in your home when we're spending time to insulate our attics up to 14 or 15 inches thick. Then here's this big opening that's at least 2 foot by 4 foot that only has a quarter inch piece of plywood protecting all of that hot air. It's right this minute. If you don't have it insulated, it's acting like a chimney, all that hot air rolling right up into that attic. So there are very inexpensive disappearing stair covers that you can buy. Some of them look like a little pup tent that you can create, and from Duck Brands is one place, duckbrands.com. You can just put it right on top of it, very easy. But in lieu of that, you can take a piece of foam board that's only, half inch thick foam board and some of the metal duct tape, and you can make your own little box about a foot high and then enough to cover over it. And then you just set it right on top of it. What it does is it's creating that air pocket that serves as an insulator and prevents any other air from getting in the attic. You'd be amazed at what it can do in the event over the course of a winter in terms of saving those heating costs.
And if those tips weren't great enough, Danny, the fact that you're saving people money, I mean, if they hear nothing else, their money's not flying out the window nor the door, because you're keeping it where it's supposed to be.
Exactly. And that's the same way with the pipe insulation. We tell people that, when you're talking about a water heater and that water, that hot water is traveling from point A to point B, it's losing that heat and the BTUs as it travels towards the vanity. If you have all of these pipes insulated, it is going to save you money every day of the year, not only keeping those pipes from freezing, but also keeping it from losing so much heat as it travels to your vanity or your kitchen sink.
Hey, Danny, one last thing here, because we get the luxury of listening to you on Saturdays and Sundays here at FM Talk 106.5. You also hop on with us live here on the station, and people can, of course, watch the TV show on Saturday afternoons, but if you have something specific, and I am a consumer of this product, so let me share this with y'all. If y'all have something specific around the house you're doing, you can go to the website and just search what it is you're trying to do in the house. And Danny, y'all got videos on just about everything.
Well, we certainly do. There's so much there that we've accumulated over the last 20 years. And it's also very practical, realistic things that you can use and answers to your home improvement questions. So going to todayshomeowner.com, just like 3 million people per month do, had to drop that in there.
Wow.
You can find the kind of information that you need to help you around the house.
Now, well done, and we appreciate the advice and the heads up here on a what will be the coldest night coming up of this winter so far, but we'll have to get you back on when it starts getting hot again so you can help us save some money keeping the cool in the house.
Hey, glad to do it anytime, and hope you guys stay warm around there.
You too, Danny. Yeah, Danny Lifford from Today's Homeowner Radio, TV, the website. Man, it's everywhere. Joining us here on FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, coldest temps of the year for tomorrow night. Possible flurries for Mobile and Baldwin County tomorrow. Dr. Bill will have more in our forecast coming up. Right. Big thank you to Danny and the crew from Today's Homeowner. By the way, more information online, of course, todayshomeowner.com. The radio show twice a weekend, actually, yeah, three times a weekend here at FM Talk 106.5. And they got that TV show, too. You can check out at WKRG on Saturday afternoon. Speaking of which, that's where I am right now with our news partners at WKRG answering the phones as part of their day-long telethon fundraiser to support fallen Mobile police officer Sean Tudor's family. It's the Back the Blue Telethon. Your donations are appreciated. This money going to the family of Officer Sean Tudor through the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund. Call now. Make your donation. 251-662-3047, 662-3047. Right now, I am at the WKRG studios answering phones. Would love to hear from you.
Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Monday. Glad you're here, and hopefully you're checking out what's going on over at WKRG as we are part of their Back the Blue Telethon that's going on until 7 tonight. Day-long telethon fundraiser to support fallen Mobile police officer Sean Tudor's family. Officer Tudor shot and killed in line of duty last week and laid to rest, of course, on Friday, which, by the way, it doesn't surprise me, but it what a great honor to see for the family to see the number of people that just stopped what they were doing on Friday and were out on the streets lining the funeral procession route out to Mobile Memorial Gardens from Dolphin Way Baptist. And it does not surprise me, but it just continues to make me proud. I'm saddened so much that we have done this now twice in 11 months' time. That's why events like what's going on right now with this Back the Blue Telethon, which, by the way, this is this segment of the show right here. I'm going to be back in studio here shortly. This was pre-recorded because I am at the WKRG studios right now answering phones as part of their phone bank there. Phone number right now, 662-3047, 662-3047. We're taking your donations till 7 o'clock tonight, 662-3047, taking donations for the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund. And it is as easy as calling up 662-3047 to the phone bank. You'll talk to one of us, even ask for me. We'll talk and get that donation and get that money to the family of Officer Sean Tudor. More details on the WKRG website, on our Facebook page, our Twitter feed as well. You can check out what's going on with that. But if you, you're riding down the road, can't write the number down right now, I get it. A phone number, though, is 662-3047. If you are stopped, if not, just go to our pages or go to WKRG. The phone number is all over there. Call up. You'll talk to one of us in the phone bank and make that donation. All right. And speaking of things going on today, too, there's so many, and we have them listed because there are events going on today, and there will be events coming up in the future to help the family just monetarily. I mean, we can, you know, only just express our love for Chrissy Tudor, the widow, and the rest of the family. But you can help with dollars right now. And I know there's several things coming up very soon that are benefits here for the Tudor family. Also, I saw the car wash going on today. That's going on to help the Tudor family. And details on our Facebook page, you can check it out there. Yeah, what's former Mobile police officer Zach Davis holding a car wash to help raise money for fallen Mobile police officer Sean Tudor. First event today is goes till 4 o'clock this afternoon at Spring Hill Medical Center. The second one's going to be this coming weekend, Saturday, an all-day fundraiser at Cowboys and Angels. Zach Davis, Officer Zach Davis, was wounded in the line of duty and had to hang up his law enforcement career. He says 100% will be donated. I just want to do my part to help his wife and family. When I was shot in the line of duty, I had people doing fundraisers for me, helping me. This is the least I can do to help. And that is going on once again. One of them today and the big one coming up this weekend. Details on that through WKRG.com or our Facebook page as well. But a reminder, phone call. Just take a second out of your day today. Just a second. Sit down, pick up the phone, and call 662-3047. 662-3047. Make that donation in our Back the Blue telethon. This goes on till 7 o'clock tonight. Our news partners are WKRG, and they are manning the phones. I'm manning the phones right now. Like I said, this is pre-recorded. I'll be back in the studio at the end of this hour, but manning the phones right now. So if you want to reach out, maybe we can talk at 662-3047 when you make that donation. All right, Dr. Bill's forecast on the way in just a little bit. And speaking of forecast, of course, we have cold weather hitting us here. Now, not as cold as I saw a headline here from the Chicago Tribune, possibly the coldest temperatures ever for Chicago. That's got to be something. Come on. Chicago's gotten really cold, but they said they're going to be seeing below zero, 23 below zero. They said the record's 27 below zero in Chicago. They may be seeing 23 below zero going into tomorrow night. We're not anything like that, but we're going to be in the 20s, which is a big deal for us in this neighborhood. So we'll get our buddy Bill Finch to join us here in just a little bit and talk about what we can do to get the stuff that needs to come in, get the stuff that needs to be covered in our yard, covered up. And also, are there things in our yard that could benefit from this cold pop? Or what does it mean for the insects that will be attacking our tomato plants come this spring? Get more from Bill coming up in just about 5 or 6 minutes. Check in with Dr. Bill, and we'll get a news update. Then we're coming right back. More of Midday Mobile right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Monday. And a reminder that actually I'm in two places at one time. Recorded this a little bit earlier because I am at the WKRG TV studios where I'm manning one of those phones at the phone bank. Sure wish I could hear from you if I haven't yet. 662-3047, 662-3047, day-long telethon with our news partners at WKRG, raising money for the family of slain Mobile police officer Sean Tudor. So sad. Second time in 11 months we've been doing one of these with WKRG, but this is money that goes to the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund, which goes to Chrissy, his widow, and the family specifically. And in this time of great grief, you know, we offer love, we offer prayers, but the money. I mean, you have, an income gone. I mean, I hate to even talk about it like that, but that's the truth. You have the loss of her husband. At the same time, you have the loss of the income. You have the costs that go with this. And it's your chance to give back and show you care. You showed you care when you lined up on Friday. And what a great outpouring of love from the city of Mobile. They're honoring the Tudor family as the funeral procession passed by. Now your part in helping out financially. Once again, 100% of these proceeds, okay, because y'all know you get a green light. Before we do anything, we research it. 100% of the proceeds are going to the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund. Okay, so there's no gravy on this. Nobody else is getting this money. It's going to the Sean Tudor Memorial Fund. Call me now. I'm working over at WKRG. Phone number 662-3047, 662-3047, and make your donation. Lucky that my buddy Bill Finch decided he would come in early and chat with me because we have a lot to talk about. I was thinking about you this morning as we talked to staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams about the coldest temperatures of the winter so far coming our way, and said, oh gosh, we've all been kind of living in a la-la land to this point that, we've been able to get away with not covering up every tree and plant in our yard. Maybe things are changing.
Yeah, well, it's amazing how much is blooming in my yard still. I got salvia's blooming. I got coleus blooming.
Yeah.
Coleus not blooming, but the leaves are still good. Coleus aren't supposed to last into January. It doesn't happen. Grapefruit, everybody's very excited about the grapefruit. But yeah, this one's got to be a little bit of normal winter finally.
Yes.
Getting here.
But that's the trap. And by the way, too, I mean, heard the discussion, and you can check out Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, 9 o'clock every Sunday morning here at FM Talk 106.5, and the podcast and the replay on Sunday evenings. But we get in this trap because you mentioned the coleus, but I'm just thinking about the new growth that showed up on my azaleas, things that thought, well, maybe we're not going to have winter this year.
Yeah, so it's the Taiwan cherries are in full bloom.
What happens to that? What happens to that?
This drives me crazy. Well, the fortunate thing about Taiwan cherries is they're reasonably flower hardy, but it's not going 26 is not going to be good for them if that's what it gets down to. It's and of course the magnolias those the what we call sometimes the tulip magnolias or Japanese magnolias or saucer magnolias
are non-native magnolias
that bloom in spring. Those have been budding out since January and since mid-January. A lot of them are beginning to bloom, and they're going to get fried by 26 degrees. So they'll have blackened blooms for the most part, but the ones that haven't opened their buds will be just fine. It's going to be a little bit of a surprise for these plants. I don't think this is going to be cold enough to do severe damage to most of our hardy plants. In fact, I'm quite sure it won't. Azaleas, camellias, the magnolias, they'll all live to tell the tale another day. But and I even think most satsumas and other things are going to be fine as well. But here's the trouble, and this is the problem you alluded to, is that people have just sort of, they've gotten lazy because of this warm winter. And so there are plants that we're leaving outside that are inside plants.
I'm raising my hand because I'm one of those that has gotten away.
Yeah. So you leave them outside, and I don't think they're going to survive 26 degrees outside. It's going to be really tough. Well, there's some ways to do that. We can make it work if you need to. But, so those are things. This is the temperature. It's sort of on the verge if you're a gardener. It's a great temperature for collards. Mm-hmm. It's a great temperature for kale. It's a great temperature for a whole lot of other plants that love this cool weather, beets and other things, but it's just on the margin for things like broccoli. So I've been picking broccoli like crazy, but you know what? I'm going to have to cover my broccoli because it's going to be just cold enough that it will damage broccoli. It may also damage radish as well.
And this is why it's always so great to talk with you, because the nuance there between your kale and your broccoli.
Yeah.
I think that's good because people will talk about what's in their garden and they think, oh, it's okay for kale. It might be okay for broccoli, but you're saying, mm-mm.
Yeah, it's a difference between the two. And, you know, it's something you learn with living in Mobile, what needs protection and what doesn't. Mm-hmm. The things that have been here and that are with us every year, the woody plants like azaleas and camellias and gardenias, it's going to take a temperature like we haven't seen in 50 years to affect those.
85. Somebody was talking about that the other day with me about cold temperatures, and I was remembering back 19, they said 85 or 86, and I remember one in 88 because I was still in high school. I was driving, though, because I had gone to see the girlfriend who lived in Daphne and watched the bay starting to freeze, not just like it's north, pole cattle freeze in the southern end of Chocolata, but the north end of the bay started freezing. I went ice skating on it, so I don't know how thick it was. But I could see that I remember that cold outbreak, but that's been the last time I've seen that. That would have been late 80s.
It's amazing when you look at the 80s and you compare them to where we are now.
They were cold, weren't they?
They were dead cup cold. So we had a small little argument on the show about when these cold temperatures happened. The fact of the matter is they happened repeatedly during the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So people who remembered the Christmas Day 8 degrees temperature.
That was it, yeah.
It was 8 or 9 degrees. Then there was the 3 degree temperature, which people said, oh, well, that didn't happen. Well, it did happen. In fact, it happened February 22nd, I think it was. Was it January or February 22nd in 1983 or 85, somewhere in there, 85. Right.
Yeah, I think 85, yep.
Yeah, and then in 89... there was a series of days.
That's the one I'm thinking
of.
Yeah,
that really piled up. I mean, it was one day after another, right around very close to single digits, and the bay froze. It was stupendous. It was remarkable, and so we're not used to this. I did research, and it's really incredible. Just to give this cold some context, we had in our period of record, 1872 to now, there were about somewhere between 25 and 30 days when we had temperatures below, when we set record temperatures below 15 degrees. Somewhere around 30 days. Only two of those days occurred since 1990.
Wow.
And so this immense period of record, we got all these days where all these things are happening, And they all happen in the past. And so now, 25 degrees seems really cold.
Right, because things are relative, right?
Right,
we get used to, you pointed that out on the show before, too, whether it be gardening or things we're doing in our yards or whatever, yeah. We kind of go on and go on. We're living kind of a lie, because at a certain point, it will get cold again,
it
right?
It will get cold again. Except that what we're not seeing is getting to those extreme cold temperatures. I don't know. We're seeing these winter outbreaks that are very unusual because they are typically all across the country now, mm-hmm. Particularly in the East and Midwest. We're seeing these mild winters with these outbreaks of extreme cold.
Surprise!
Boom! And that didn't used to happen.
Okay, so what about this? So we look at the situation here, and I could ask you this. You may throw something at me, but which one's better? Because I know there's probably so many variants. Which one's worse on our plants? Extended, let's say you could have a low of 10 for one night, or a low in the 20s for a week. You see what I'm saying? I mean, which one? Yeah, you're going to throw
both.
Something at me. I know.
They're both problems, because when you have an extended temperatures that are very low, the ground freezes. When you have here's the big thing. When you get below 32 degrees,
yeah, people are even calling you during this. Okay.
Yeah, and when you get below 32 degrees, the ground starts freezing, and you lose your ground heat. You use your ability of the ground to buffer these cold temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
But when you if it's on the other hand, if it's a sudden change, mm-hmm. plants aren't used to it.
So they're both bad in different
ways. They're both bad news, okay. and you got to you kind of have to.
Okay, before we run to the break, too, because I know I've asked you to say this on this show so many times. You've talked about it on Plain Gardening so many times, but conceptually, I think it helps people when they cover plants or trees. You know, going into the cold tomorrow night. When they do that, they're not keeping the cold off the plant. They're doing what?
They're protecting the ground heat. They're keeping the ground heat from being lost. The ground...
As soon as y'all realize that, like when I finally had the eureka moment, it all makes sense.
And this is thermodynamics all over the place. I mean, when you put on clothes, you're not so much sealing out the cold as you are sealing in the heat that your body's generating. And the same thing goes, the ground is this incredible source of heat. We talk about the cold, cold ground, but the cold, cold ground is not nearly as cold as the air temperatures on most winter days.
All right. Coming right back, more with Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast. You check that show out on Sunday mornings. He's giving us some advice right here on Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5, and speaking to you from the past, like an hour and a half ago. It's not that long ago. Because right now I am live at WKRG answering phones as part of the phone bank as we raise money for the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund. Telethon goes on through 7 o'clock tonight. Phone number 251-662-3047. 251-662-3047. Make your donation and your chance to help out this fund. I hate it. Here we are twice in 11 months doing this. We had done this for Officer Billa's family 11 months ago. Now doing it again for another Mobile police officer killed in the line of duty, Sean Tudor. Once again, I am at the studios at WKRG, taking your phone calls at 662-3047, and be back in studio very, very soon. Good that my friend Bill Finch from Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, you can catch, of course, live on Sunday mornings here from 9 to 11, and then, of course, a replay in the evenings, and the very popular podcast, which is available through our podcast tab on the front page of the website. Of course, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, a whole bunch of spots to get that podcast. And you'll obviously find it and like it because it is well-received and downloaded a lot and gets thumbs up and stars and all that kind of good stuff. So I'm lucky to have my buddy in studio with me talking about cold weather coming, cold temps coming. And tomorrow night, the coldest temps of the winter so far. We compare this. I mean, we've been here before. It's not like it's unprecedented. Oh, it's never been so cold. It's not that, but it's the fact that we all been whistling past the graveyard. We've been lazy.
That's right. So it's been, well, and we've we've acted appropriately given the temperatures.
Yes.
But now we're going to have to act a little differently because the temperatures are going low. Not huge low, not compared to what they were 50 years ago, 40 years ago, when we remember really the bay freezing over and big ice storms and other things coming.
But as of this winter.
But for the for our lifetime, for our recent lifetime, for the past decade, it's going to be one of the, you know, it's going to be a reasonably cold temperature. Mm-hmm. And so it's and certainly for this winter, it's going to be the coldest temperature that we've had, almost certainly. And so we've got to be prepared for it. It doesn't take drastic measures. Let me just say, it doesn't take drastic measures. Don't worry about your azaleas. Don't worry about your camellias or okay. your gardenias. Don't worry about that. If things are in flower, I wouldn't worry about them too much. If you've got a camellia that you're fixing to enter into a show somewhere and you're going to get the $1,000 prize for the best single camellia flower, then you'll cover your camellias. Otherwise, you don't worry about the camellias. Right. They'll be fine.
I'd like mine to get pared back a little bit. They've truly become camellia trees
right.
in our bushes.
That's okay. And so, but they're not going to be damaged. The plants are not going to be damaged. The flowers might be burned a little bit, and that's mostly what's going to happen.
Okay.
So I think that's the story right now. Plants are going to be fine. Some flowers may be burned.
Citrus.
Citrus are going to be just fine. If you've got a very young citrus, if you have a citrus that you just planted this year, or last year, and it's young and it's kind of thin and kind of, mm-hmm. you know, a little not very, doesn't have much muscle on it, doesn't have a lot of fat on it, those need to be covered up because they tend to be very easily damaged, even by temperatures around 25 to 26. So if you get a chance, cover them up.
Okay.
You know what I'm going to do with my citrus, my young citrus. I'm going to forget to cover them up.
Yeah.
And they're probably going to survive. But the truth is, if you really want to be safe with the citrus and your citrus investment, cover those young citrus up. The older citrus, I wouldn't worry about. These temperatures are going to be just fine.
Or older Satsumas, my older Meyer lemon. What about that?
Yeah, they're all fine.
Okay.
Those are all going to be great.
I didn't want to break out all the tarps
They're going to be fine at this temperature. I will say that if you've got a lime, you shouldn't have a lime in the yard because
we've learned that
they get blown up. If you want to try to keep that lime alive, you're going to have to cover it. The same is true for a regular lemon. You'll have to cover it. So there's some citrus that aren't very hardy at all. But, you know, on the other hand, if I had a lime in the yard, I would not cover it because I would be tired of dealing with it at this point. Limes are better in pots.
And this is a man who has green, you know, plants and trees on his mind all the time, and he'll say it. That makes me feel better about it. I've said the same thing to the missus. Say, some of this stuff is just going to have to go by the wayside. I mean, there's extreme circumstances, but, you know, I mean, I guess if it's, you know, your main hobby, that's fine. You bring them in and out in containers, but sometimes I get tired of slinging containers in and out.
Right, right. Well, and there are some plants that I cherish. I've got a blood orange in a container. It has been like every evening starting at the 1st of January. I make January beautiful and wonderful by going out every evening and picking one blood orange off of this tree in the container.
Right.
And it's the most wonderful experience of the evening. It is absolutely stunningly delicious. I would drag that thing in and out of the house as often as I need to. But here's the thing. Let me say, I'm not dragging it in and out of the house.
Okay.
Because I've learned about ground heat. And what I do is I take that citrus in a container. It's a large citrus now. It's actually in the container. It's taller than I am. It's number of years old. It produces about 30 citrus each year. 30 or 40 citrus each year. I take it and I lay it down and just lay it down on the ground next to the house on the south side of the house. Just lay it down. And then I put a blanket over it and it's fine.
I like that tip. That could have saved me some grief over the years.
So that saves you a lot of dragging stuff
yes.
in and out. It makes a ton of difference. And at 25 degrees, it's going to work beautifully. Even down to 20 degrees is probably going to work really well.
But we're not looking, so that's good, because we're not looking at teens or anything here. It's just, and really, I mean, and there's been some winters in the past we wouldn't even be talking today about this because we had already hit these temperatures.
Yeah, right.
It's just, this is the odd thing out here. Okay,
yeah.
Before we run out of time, I've got to ask you, where are you in the great tomato race? Where Where are we? What do we need to be doing, thinking about now? Are we?
Yeah, so it's there are people who are way ahead of me, I'll tell you. This is the weekend that is easy. It's an easy week to start thinking about planning to plant your tomatoes from seeds. You don't need to put them outside. You're going to put them inside where you are, where they're nice and warm. Put them inside in the warmest place you can find. Get a heating pad if you can find one to keep those seeds up. Get them started because this is an excellent week. You start them if you start them back in early January. You really are doing great, but it takes a little more work because it stays cold. But this is for most people. This is an ideal weekend to start those tomatoes. So
y'all hear this? So, don't be waiting around until
week. If you wait until 1st of February, it's really going to be it's to that end of that first week in February. You're really not going to have enough time to get the plants up to size to put outside.
Because here's the deal: if y'all are new to town and new to plant gardening for the Gulf Coast, you may not realize our tomato season is when.
Yeah, our tomato seasons we have to start picking in May and June, because when July gets here. You're not going to get many tomatoes in July. You just don't do it. And in fact, most people just give up on tomatoes in July because the tomatoes look so bad. They have so many disease issues. And so it's May and June we're targeting. Do the numbers. Count the numbers back. If you've got 100, if you've got an 80 or 90 day tomato, that's from putting it outside. You realize that you got to put it outside in March.
So
March.
Y'all get ready and get all the advice coming up this weekend on Sunday. Plant Gardening for the Gulf Coast starting at 9. Bill, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back next hour. I'll be back in studio. Lots to do on the next hour. Plus, we'll take your calls and text. But reminder, the telethon still going on with WKRG. Back the Blue Telethon till 7 tonight. Phone number 662-3047. 662-3047. Please call now. Make that donation. 100% go to the... your donations go to the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund.